Welcome to the Midday for a Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland. I wanted to get the whole ensemble in our studio today, but I guess that would have been an uphill struggle, given that the ensemble performing in Madison tonight at the Overture Center, 7:30, is the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. So we have instead of the entire legendary ensemble, we have two worthy representatives. We have Ron Jarrett, who's the president of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and we have bass, Jonathan Gotchberg, who is a Madison, Wisconsin product and is part of the choir. Welcome to the Midday. Welcome to Wisconsin. Welcome back to Wisconsin in your case, Jonathan.
Thanks. It's great to be home.
Thank you very much.
Part of your Midwest concert swing for the choir?
Yeah, we've been on the road since, it's been about 6 or 7 days. We started out in Columbus, Ohio, and sang there, and we had Indianapolis and Chicago and Milwaukee last night, and now we're here.
The sheer logistics of that are mind-boggling. How many choir members and logistical support team are we talking about?
We're looking at just under 600 people.
Really?
A small army.
So this is like 10 busloads or something like that?
11 uh-huh. Busloads, three semi-tractor trailers. We have to charter three airlines to bring us to our starting point, and then three to take us home.
And then vacation for everybody for a while?
No. Go right back to work.
Is that right?
We have a broadcast to do on Sunday morning when we get back on Friday.
So is being a member of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, is that a full-time job, Jonathan?
No, I'm actually an assistant principal at high school just north of Salt Lake City. This is for me, it's in the LDS church, we get religious callings, and my singing in the Tabernacle Choir is my calling. It's an unusual circumstance because it's one of the only times that you actually get to audition to do something. It's a great opportunity for me, and we rehearse every Thursday night and Sunday morning, and about half the year, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sunday mornings.
And how did you get there? What was your path from Memorial High School in Madison to the Mormon Tabernacle Choir?
My high school had a huge impact on me. I had a great choir director there named Ron Rocco, who is spectacular. And then I went to the University of Wisconsin in Eau Claire for a year, where I sang with Morris D. Hayes and the Singing Statesman.
Oh, the Singing Statesman.
Yes, up there. And then transferred to the University of Utah, where I have a bachelor's degree in music from the U of U, and finished a master's degree in fine arts there. And so I've been singing and playing instruments all my life. And after the U, spent some time in Los Angeles and came back to Utah in 1990, joined the choir for the first time in 1994, sang for about 4 years, and I took a 14-year layoff to raise my family and had a great opportunity to audition again and return for 5 more years.
Let me ask this question, maybe a little delicate, but once you audition, are you in, or do you have to audition every year?
You audition once. And then if your attendance and your performance meets our standard, then you stay for 20 years or until age 60, whichever comes first.
That's it. So, I mean, 20 years, that's your, or age
that's
60,
that's your tenure.
No kidding. That's an interesting, is that unusual for choirs to operate that way, or musical ensembles?
All I can speak of is the Tabernacle Choir, and that's been the tradition we've established for many years. It allows other people an opportunity to join the choir and have the choir experience to learn from that. It also has proven to be age 60 an appropriate time because people's voices do change. The quality of their voice changes. And
strength and
we want to
projection.
Keep it as productive as possible.
Now, Ron, were you ever a member of the choir?
Yes, I sang for 8.5 years.
And then decided to go into administration?
No, after my 8.5 year tenure, I was 60 years of age, and I thought I was finished. And I was asked at that time by the president of the choir at that time, Matt Christensen, to be his assistant. And I served there for 3 years, and then I was asked to be the president of the choir.
So you've earned your silver hair.
Yes, in many ways. I, too, was an elementary principal, and I earned it through that, I'm sure.
That alone would be enough. Well, let's hear some of the... Is this your latest CD, Gloria?
It's actually not our latest CD, but it is the most recent one with the full spectrum of the choir's capabilities on it. Our most recent CD is called Teach Me to Walk in the Light, which is a collection of children's songs.
Speaking of children, how young can one be and be in the choir? Is there a minimum age?
Yes, you must be 25 years of
25.
Age.
25? Mm-hmm. No kidding. Now, why that?
It gives you an opportunity to complete your career, training, get out of college, those kinds of things. And then it gives you a chance to be ready to go to work and settle into a position where you can become a full-time member of the choir for a minimum of 5 years before things might begin to change in your life.
So, stability.
Truly.
Well, let's hear first from this Glory CD. We'll be sampling fairly widely here, starting with a piece by Rossini. What about this appeals to you, Jonathan?
It's difficulty.
No kidding.
Yeah, Cum Sancto Spiritu is, out of all of the pieces that we're doing, for me, it has been proven to be the most difficult and challenging piece.
And as a bass, why would that be?
I don't really have a problem with the notes. In this case, it's a problem finding the appropriate places to put the mens and amens, because there are so many of them in this piece that you have to actually really, really study it and know it well in order to sing it correctly. And that's been my challenge with this piece.
And they memorize everything. This is a memorized piece.
Oh, yeah, I think you would have to, wouldn't you? Well, yeah. Here it is. This is a piece by Rossini, as performed by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Cum Sancto Spiritu, in gloria Dei Potens,
The Sound of Rossini, as performed by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, one of their newer, not the newest, but one of their newer CDs. And two representatives of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir are with me here during the midday today. Ron Jarrett, who's the president of the organization, and Jonathan Gotchberg, who is a bass and of Madison background. And they're filling us in about this performance tonight at the Overture Center in Madison, 7:30, part of their Mideast tour, taking some 600 individuals on the road. How many of those are actually in the choir? How big is the choir?
We have 315 singers with us. Normally the choir has about 400 members in it, but we take 320 on the road. That's what the bleachers
are. Skeleton
will hold.
Crew.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's what that's the defining number is the,
yes, most of the stages we perform on, we can only put up risers and chairs for about 320.
And so that's true of Overture also?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And so how far back does this choir go, and how did it get so big?
When the tabernacle was constructed in Salt Lake City, they put in seats for 360 voices, and over the years, the choir grew to fill in all of those seats, and so that's why we have a choir of about that number. The choir began in 1847 with the settlement of the Salt Lake Valley, and the beginnings were Welsh people converted to the Mormon Church.
Famous.
Came west, and they began the choir, the nucleus of the choir, with that group.
Those Welsh are famous for their choirs, aren't they?
They are.
The same culture that brought us Tom Jones.
Correct.
Right.
And Bryn Terfel.
Well, yes, Bryn Terfel. And now you see this, the very newest CD that you're doing is with Bryn Terfel.
That is correct.
And it's going to be kind of an interesting repertory on that one.
We're going to do a little crossover with that, a little bit of the classical, but more of the appealing music from America that is also very appealing to the European people.
Now, there has to be some kind of a limit to the repertory you can do with a group that big, though. I mean, it's not like you would want to use the Mormon Tabernacle Choir to sing light classics exactly. Or maybe you can. I don't know.
If they develop their sound properly, I think Mac Wilberg, the director of the choir, can get them to do just about anything.
And you always perform with and sometimes bring along your own organs?
Yes, we have two organs with us that we'll use, but not here. We'll be able to use the beautiful organ in the Overture Center here. We do travel with two organs. We travel also with 65-piece orchestra, the orchestra at Temple Square, which is normally about 150 people, and depending upon what it's needed for a particular broadcast or concert, the numbers would change. But here on tour, it's a 65-piece member orchestra.
And I think there's only one instrument in the world that could sort of carry an ensemble that size, and that would have to be the king of instruments.
Yes, most definitely.
Well, let's hear some more. We have on the same Glory CD, I guess you'd call it the title piece, which is by Rimsky-Korsakov. And what can you tell us about this piece?
Oh, the Rimsky-Korsakov is a powerful piece. It actually opens we'll be opening the second half of our concert tonight. I don't know if I could give that away. I just did.
Sure you can.
I just gave that away. But it is a brief but powerful piece. And I love personally singing the Russian literature. For a bass to be able to sing the low notes is always a good thing. And
there's so much good Russian low note music, too.
Yeah, there is. And we get a few opportunities to sing that music. And the experience of actually performing that particular piece for me is a joyful one. I mean, you can see the audience light up when we sing. And to be able to transfer that joy from the stage to the people in the audience is a thrill for me, and that's one of the pieces that does that.
Why am I imagining the Rachmaninoff Vespers all of a sudden with all those great low notes in them, and of course the Russian language, the sound of the language? Well, you'll get some of that in this from Rimsky-Korsakov and Glory, Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Thank you. That's kind of a strong suit of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, isn't it? The big finale.
There's a big sound with the choir, but I have to tell you, Norman, that we can get very small, too. We can get very small with our sound. So.
And we didn't mention this, but your concert in Madison tonight is the first time the Mormon Tabernacle Choir has performed in Madison. All these years, you started 1847, you're just now getting around to coming to Madison.
Yes, that is correct.
So, how often do you do these tours? It can't be terribly often.
No, we only tour every other year. So we're touring right now in the odd-numbered years, and it provides our volunteer choir members an opportunity to vacation with their families, and then the next year give their vacation up to come on tour with us.
And you perform every Sunday at the Tabernacle there in Salt Lake City.
We do. It is the longest running network radio broadcast. In July, we'll begin our 85th year. And so, yes, every Sunday morning,
well,
half an hour show.
That even beats Chapter a Day here on Wisconsin Public Radio. I think we can only lay claim to about 75 or 80 years of that. But it's an impressive undertaking. And this variety of repertory you have for the tour, you're calling it what, Bach to Broadway?
That's what we have nicknamed it, yes.
Uh-huh. And so you can imagine something for everybody. I'm still trying to envision, though, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, 400 or so strong, doing a Broadway tune.
How about 76 trombones? That's a showstopper. That's a great number.
I can well imagine now that you mention it.
Climb Every Mountain is a great number.
And one more now from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And my guests today, the president of the choir, Ron Jarrett, and one of the basses. How many basses are there in the choir, Jonathan?
I think there's 80 of us.
What? How many?
Between the basses and the baritones, there's 80.
Okay. Do you recommend that people sit in the front row for your concerts, or would it be better to be about half a mile back?
I think back a little farther would be.
A little closer than half a mile.
Yeah. Half a mile is too far, but yeah, halfway back is a great seat.
And there will be plenty of those tonight. Anyway, about this last piece that we're going to hear, the Pilgrim Song.
Pilgrim Song comes from an East Coast tradition. Our associate conductor, Ryan Murphy, is from the East Coast, and he has arranged this piece. It's a beautiful melody. You'll recognize it when you play it. It's a gorgeous hymn, and I have to say that this is also one of my favorites. I like the peaceful nature of the piece, and I don't know, Ron, do you have anything to add to that?
It will show you the other side of the choir.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, Jonathan Gotchberg and Ron Jarrett, thanks for coming in today, telling us about the Mormon Tabernacle Choir performing in Madison tonight.
Thanks for having us.
With fruit as sweet as honey.
from the CD Glory, Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And a large ensemble with a, as they say, sometimes a very small sound, sometimes an intimate sound, as in the Pilgrim Song.